It's ahead of the Branson area. I can also say, in terms of property values, like I said last time, I've seen over 1,000 appraisals this past year. And if you ask Jay Jeske Appraisal, they've even said that changing the property to vacation rental increases the value by 15% or more. I can say with personal conviction that since 2008, a vacation rental property is in fact the only type of property that has increased in value, even in the worst real estate market in history, because they are a recession-resistant investment type. And that's all I'm saying. I did want to offer even further conviction, and I'm not saying this to be pretentious, but just to show you that there's iron in my words, that that we could put a fund together. I'm not trying to run y'all off at all. But if you didn't want your home, I firmly believe in the value of this area in the coming years. We could put a fund together and buy a home at a fair price. I'm not trying to be that guy that comes into some small Kentucky town driving folks out. That's not what I'm after. But I'm just saying that's how convicted I am that the whole area is going to increase in value with that nice road in there. I think you're going to benefit from it whether you enjoy it or not. So that's all I'll say.
Any follow-up questions? Hearing not, go ahead.
Hang on a minute. I got a question on this, and Doug, you may help me answer this too. We've got a 50-foot right-of-way on a public road, but in listening to this other gentleman, I was led to believe that you had to own property within that subdivision. But is that true or not? Or I mean, your property borders this 50-foot right-of-way, does it not?
It touches it, as a matter of fact. The road that's currently being developed along that border it actually touches the property. There's no setback at all on it. It touches it almost all the way up that side right there. Right there, those lots right there, those platted lots, that is the property line. The road that's platted on their plat touches our property on that on that side right there. Can show you. Yeah. Okay.
If I may, I can answer that legal question. Taylor had referenced whether the government entity, which in this case would be Stone County, had actually accepted the road, and if they did so, that would trigger the public obligation to maintain the road. But as Doug pointed out, when it's just dedicated to the public on the plat, that creates a public road, but not accepted into the county maintenance. So if the county is going to pull it into its maintenance obligations, that happens under one chapter, I think it's chapter 228. If the county says, yes, it's a public road, but we're not going to pull it into our maintenance obligation, that's under chapter 445. So if that makes sense.
I understand
sense.
That, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Makes sense.
So, Scott, on the 8 items that we look at for CUDs, is there a list specific to a zoning change?
No, those conditional use 1 through 8 for conditional use permits.
Could it be used for guidance in this, in a rezoning, or is that, trying to figure out how, what we would use as guidance?
Well, those are specific to conditional use permits, so.
What we could use as guidance.
You'd have to look at all the items you can do under that zoning district request to see if those fit in that area. Now, if you rezone it, an applicant comes to the office to start construction permits for some of these uses that's available under these districts, that's when we kick in the land disturbance permits and the road standards, setbacks, and fire district permitting. And all those factors kick in, but the rezone is not related to a CUP. Those are specific requirements because your CUP is not going to change the zoning. It's going to be a use not normally used in a zoning district that you guys would allow per those 8 specific items.
Yeah, that's why I didn't know if there was just in rezoning, if there was any guidance.
We need to look at
them.
The rezoning and see if the use is under that rezoning. Which
and
is
we're,
in the chart.
We're, do you know what page the chart's on for the commission to look at?
starts at 62. The nightly rental, of course, your NRs all listed. You got the residential, civic, institutional, commercial, and those are in the big book. So I've got them pulled up here. So you have the NR1. So you just need to look under the NR1, permitted by right, single family home. You could do group homes as a conditional use. They'd have to come back before you. That's where you'd get your eight items. Manufactured home is allowed. Then you go to your civic and institutional. Again, you have to go to your NR1. Cemetery, private recreational is allowed. A daycare, 1 to 5 children is allowed. A larger daycare is conditional use. Library, parks and recs, those are allowed. Churches, just a standard size, which there's a definition for that. And then you go to the commercial uses in NR, and you'll see there's not very many commercial use. You can do a B&B in an NR1. And then there's really no conditional or provided by right. You do have nightly rental. You have recreational entertainment indoor. You can get a conditional use for outdoor recreation. You can have a wedding event facility, again, with a conditional use permit. Nothing in industrial. Agricultural, you can see your accessory apartments, accessory dwellings, security guard shack, accessory structure, communications antenna with conditional use, home occupation, and then that's it. So the ones that had the C's, you would look at those eight items. The P's, they would just come to get a building permit for. So your job is to see if those uses fit in that zoning district in that location. That'll be all your rezone requests that you would need to look at.
So is that helpful for everyone to understand what is actually before us this evening?
Are you on that page? Is mainly single-family homes, correct?
So is there any more questions for the applicant or discussion amongst ourselves on the project itself?
The only other way to access the property would be through Levitt Lane, and there's a gate across it that's a private road. Any recorded findings of a easement by necessity on that piece of land would be negated, according to our attorney, by the access that Tall Tree provides. So because we have access, that's how we have to access the property. And there's about 2 or 3 different property owners we would have to ask permission from to access the property, and they've already stood up and opposed. It seems to me like it comes down to numbers. There's already vacation rentals down in the area, and there's already one of the neighbors developing vacation rentals in the area, and, you know, they seem to be allowing it. The other gentleman mentioned that if it was 20, he'd be fine with it, but because there's 40, he's not. And I understand that we could talk about traffic. 40 to 60, it comes down to access. It comes down to numbers. And so I can put a multifamily there, you know, could rezone it for single-family homes and even more single-family homes, even more than that, based on what the code allows. And that would be a lot of traffic as well. So basically, by not allowing a road to be improved there, they're not allowing that land to be developed by anybody unless they decide that there's enough density for them. And I believe that's a tribal way to govern. I don't believe that's the right way to govern. And so that's all I'm asking for. I'm just asking for consideration of that as well, because this is resort property. and vacation rentals belong in resort property because it's what travelers are choosing. We're not putting high-rise condos in there. We're not putting a boat dock or a, you know, dancing girls. We're just putting homes. And nice ones. Nicer than anyone's seen out there in a minute.
Excuse me. I need everyone to respect the process here. We've allowed you all to speak, and he's.
I didn't mean to offend. I'm just trying to say we're going to put nice homes in there. I realize that was in poor taste. I apologize for that statement.
So, amongst ourselves, any comments, the discussion? There were concerns about the roadways, and they came back, and even though we can't consider those, they, you know, tried to address them the best they could.
It doesn't sound to me like the road, we can deal with the road.
Yeah.
I mean, so the only way we can deal with the road is to deal with the use of the property.
And if it fits our, in R1.
What I don't know is I don't have a sense of 66 or 60. I mean, that seems like an inordinate amount that I don't know about the density. So, I mean,
is the parcel about 20 acres?
It is.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's third acre lots, is more or less?
Yeah. Basically, the first two roads are Branson Canyon, if you can visualize that. There were 64 homes in phase one of that. So Foggy Bay and Streamside, those first three roads in deep.